to begin to show it's Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap. Now, we've not done one of these for absolutely ages, but as a little reminder, this is the show where we get stuck into a significant figure from Liverpool's past and we have a really honest and open conversation about their contribution to the club. This one is all about former player and manager Graeme Souness, and I've got three gentlemen who remember those days like it was yesterday. Rob Gutman, Ian Salmon, Damian Cavana. And gents, I think we'll do this in three parts. So part one, very much about Souness the player, just how good was he between those years, 1978 and 84. In part two, you'll hear me speaking to his former teammate, Sammy Lee. Before part three, we'll bring everyone back to the room and get stuck into those managerial years of 91 to 94. And Rob, I want to take you and the listeners back to January 1978. Liverpool doing a little bit of business with Middlesbrough. It's a decent amount of money, actually, in terms of the transfer fee. But from a supporter's point of view, from a fan's point of view, do you think anyone had any idea of the kind of quality of footballer and the calibre of player Liverpool had got their hands on?
I mean, I'm 11 at that time, right? But I'm bang into it. Mm-hmm. And I remember everyone was, you know, I was excited then about transfer as I would be now. But the simple answer is no, nobody knew we were buying. But then again, he wasn't. He was a mainstay in a Middlesbrough team. He'd been in the Spurs youth sides. I think he plays a few games for Spurs, doesn't he, when he's young? He's not even a regular Scotland international at that point. I think he might have a cap or two. He might not even have any. He was to go on to be so, and he wasn't 21. I think we buy him at the age of, he's 25, I'm going to say. I think he was 25 when we bought him. I remembering he's slightly younger than Kenny, who'd been bought 6 months earlier,
yeah,
at the age of 26. Souness was bought, I think, a year. I could be wrong, but I think he was 25 when we bought him. So he was an established upper-level player, but he wasn't known. I don't think anybody was saying he's the best. If he had been 20, you might have gone, Jesus, we're getting, you know, he's a Jude Bellingham type. But the fee was big, and that tells you something. Kenny was bought for 440 English pounds, right, 6 months before. Souness is 352, is not far off that figure.
And Kenny's, that 440 was a record.
Was an English record. Keegan's going to have for 500, 1,000. The other two, Hamburg was the most involving English club, but Kenny's was incoming the biggest. So Souness must have zoomed into the top three or four there of fees. So it was definitely a big signing.